Tree Books and Harper Audio present Lily Hsiao Speaks Out by Nicole Chen. Performed by Catherine Chin. For every reader who's ever felt invisible, may you embrace your inner rocker and speak out, because the world needs to hear what you have to say. Chapter 1. It's when I really focus on the guitar riffs pounding through my headphones that I can imagine it best. Me, Lily Hsiao, under bright stage lights, electric guitar in hand, pouring my heart into a mic and rocking out without a care in the world. I croon another verse, my voice gravelly and my long black hair plastered on my cheeks. Behind me, my best friend and cousin, Vivian, bows her head as her drumsticks fly over the snares. We end the song at exactly the same time, me with one last power strum of the strings, Vivian with a final pound of her cymbals. I let the chords echo through the air, then flick my guitar pick into the cheering audience. Vivian and I grin at the hoots of the crowd, joined together in one last outburst of emotion. Ring! My eyes pop open and squint against the California sun bouncing off the cars in the Pacific Park Middle School parking lot. Yep, that's about right. A bunch of empty cars is probably the closest to a real rock audience I'll ever get, not to mention have the guts to jam out in front of. Kids start to stream past me and down the school steps to get to the bike racks below. It's Friday afternoon, which means most kids book it out of here pretty quick so they can do fun stuff together, like walk to the mall for some shopping or bike to 7-Eleven for blue raspberry Slurpees. I don't have a clique to hang out with, though. My parents would rather I head straight home to do homework. But Fridays are my open days, when I'm allowed to do anything I want to after school, like go to my favorite place in the whole wide world, Power Records. Suddenly, someone bumps up against my purple backpack, knocking it down a few steps. My tattered copy of The Westing Game tumbles out. Hey, watch it! I scramble after my stuff and glare into the sea of baggy jeans. But whoever it was doesn't bother turning their head to say sorry, or toss me an apologetic look. Scowling, I grab the Westing Game before it gets trampled on, dust it off, and slide it gently back into my bag. It was actually pretty cool that Mr. Silvers let our English literature class out early so we could get an early start on the chapters he'd assigned for the weekend. Reading outside in the sun is way better than in the classroom, where the fluorescent lights buzz like nervous mosquitoes. But I decided to listen to music instead of reading because I finished the entire book 3 days ago. I'm Lily Hsiao, class robot, after all. At least that's what someone scribbled into my 1991 to 1992 Pacific Park Middle School yearbook at the end of sixth grade last year. Have a good summer, Lily. Hope our class robot changes its programming and does something cool and different for once. I have no idea who wrote it, which made it hurt more. It could be any one of these kids jogging past me who thinks I'm some boring goody-two-shoes who does whatever she's told. Or worse, it could be everyone who thinks that. Whatever. Pearl Jam, the coolest grunge rock band in the world, couldn't care less about other people's opinion of them. I read in a magazine that they even showed up at a fancy award show once in flannel shirts and ripped jeans to make a statement about elitism in the music industry. What's wrong with getting schoolwork done early anyway? It frees up time to do better things like listen to the most amazing music ever while soaking in rays on a Friday afternoon. Fun fact, Pacific Park's slogan is
sample complete. Ready to continue?